Also testifying before the commission today, FBI Director Robert Mueller. A focus of the hearings has been the FBI's ability to foresee national security threats, or its inability. In a press conference last night, President Bush says he will consider major changes for the FBI. But as Day-to-Day's Mike Pesca reports now, there's such a thing as an FBI culture, and that may be difficult to change.
The 9/11 Commission, to listen to its chairman, Tom Kaine, is engaged in a form of organizational anthropology when it comes to the FBI.
Everybody talks about the word culture. Someone says you've got to reform the culture of the FBI, otherwise it doesn't work. It won't work in a new era we're now in.
Depending on who's talking, the culture of the FBI means anything from a disdain for computers to a lack of communication among agents. But these days, many people calling for a change in the culture are talking about the core mission of the Bureau. John McGaffin, a former CIA spy master, was a senior advisor to the FBI for more than 5 years. He says world events have changed the FBI's basic job description.
The task is intelligence collection that's available domestically, and the FBI has not been and is not now truly in the intelligence collection business. They're in the law enforcement business, and that's the fundamental disconnect.
McGaffin says his first choice is for the FBI to change from within, but he's increasingly skeptical that that will happen.
Since 9/11, the amount of information the FBI collects, not the amount, but the quality and the contribution it makes, is still wanting. So it is this confusion of law enforcement as an activity rather than intelligence collection driven by national security imperatives.
Ronald Kessler is the author of a number of books on intelligence agencies, including The Bureau, The Secret History of the FBI.
Business about the culture of the FBI is a red herring. They do roll up terrorist plots, and they do solve crimes. The problem is the leadership has been so bad.
Kessler is specifically critical of Louis Freeh, director of the FBI from 1993 to 2001. Kessler says that all this talk about a major overhaul misses the point. Placing the right person at the top will solve most of the FBI's problems. But McGaffin says an organization like Britain's domestic security service, MI5, while not perfect for America, can give us some ideas about how the FBI can go beyond its traditional role of catching bank robbers and prosecuting mafia dons.
MI5 doesn't have law enforcement authorities. They can't arrest anybody because they're doing intelligence collection. That makes the point, I think, that there's at least the British who think that's the right answer for dealing with terrorism and hostile intelligence activities, which are indeed one and the same.
Skip Brandon, former Deputy Assistant Director of the FBI and counterterrorism specialist, rejects the MI5 model because right now the FBI both gathers information and has the ability to take legal action.
Some of my good friends from the old days who are still in MI5, they make the point and have made the point all along that they've been envious of the FBI because we have domestic intelligence responsibilities. And we also have law enforcement responsibilities. Their frustration is that they are purely domestic intelligence, and much of their work, as does the FBI, ultimately turns to the courts. When that happens, they have to turn the whole thing over to a police agency to, in effect, redo parts of the investigation and start again.
In public comments, current FBI Director Mueller, previous Director Freeh, and Thomas Pickard, who bridged the period between them as interim director, have said that the FBI can become sufficiently proactive to meet the threat of terrorism. President Bush has said he's open to all suggestions. For Day to Day, I'm Mike Pesca.